got another kind of a similar one, but this is about adding a horse rather than taking a horse away. She's got a new pony that she got in October, but her other two horses are really hostile. They're separated. Because she lives in the Yukon, in quite deep snow, they tend to have smaller enclosures for the winter. And she tried putting the two geldings together in her arena, but one of her old horses really went after the new one, and so they broke it up. And she's they separated the horses again. She's a bit overprotective because she had a terrible situation when her horse broke the shoulder of a friend's horse when they put him in a corral together. So she's feeling very protective when horses start kicking each other. So one of the old horses jumped a 4-foot fence, which is no mean feat because they're knee-deep in snow. One of the old horses jumped a fence to get to the new one, and everything was well, and she stayed around and watched for about 4 hours. But when she had to go in to get warm, the old horse started beating up the new one. And what she wants to know is, have you got any suggestions about how to create a happy little herd of three?
Yeah.
How to help them create a happy little herd.
Yeah, well, this is exactly the question where I can basically say I've been confronted with this question, and I've been witnessing these kind of situations, and sometimes the only solution in the beginning is space. So, there are some horses who just don't get along in a small, something activates in their behavior. They are somehow, either they have pain or they are just have some kind of old, some kind of emotional, emotional whatever that causes them this behavior. When I don't know the horses and when I can't guess yet other solutions, the first thing is that keep them separate until they have more space. They need space to sort things out. And then do a lot of good things. The one who is chasing, you know, the one who is the pushy one, do a lot of maybe tea touch and all kind of soft touching, soft maybe massage, things that ease the nerve system of the horse. Because these horses often, there are so several reasons, which I can't get here, why this horse's nerve system, it can be just emotional and physical or both. So that can help, that the horse really has maybe even that you take the pony who is being chased always close by when you do all the good things. So maybe you tie them close to each other and then you massage the big horse, the one who is chasing, or something like this. So the horse anyway needs... So that it's always like a quality time that you, when the ponies are around, maybe they are at the moment separated and they have space, but then whenever something really good happens, then the pony is nearby, but they are tied so that he can't chase. She kind of understands that, okay, when the pony is around and they can both just rest, then good things happen. So that's my biggest suggestion, but until then, just kind of build this kind of good feeling and keep it, take this inflamed situation, so to say, now, or kind of cut it, how do you say it? Stop this chasing, so they have to be kept separated until they have enough space to sort it out, but meanwhile, a lot of quality time close to each other.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest suggestion.
Yeah. That has a very nice feeling about it. And you know, we were talking about my herd a couple of days ago, because my herd leader, who's been a very wise herd leader, has lost all his teeth last year, about 4 or 5 months ago, and they had to be taken out by the dentist because they were all loose, some kind of weird health event. And he's not the herd leader anymore. And there's a lot of uncertainty in my herd, and a lot of the young horse trying to be a leader but being way too rough and all this kind of stuff. And one of the things that you suggested to me was that I actually foster the gentle leader, you know, reinforce the gentle leader's leadership.
Absolutely.
So I've been keeping my eye out in my herd. I've got many more than three. I've got 13 in my herd. But I've been keeping my eye out for who's, you know, who's the person, who's the horse that is going to be stepping up into this. And I've had a tremendous insight in the last couple of days that I'm sure that you would really enjoy to hear about, Nora, that when we're taking control of food, let me express that differently, when we go to give a horse a treat or when we go to give them their food, you know, their dinner, or, you know, even if it's delivering hay, if there is a mindlessness, if there is a disconnection between me and the horse, I've always known that I wanted the connection, and I would explore different ways of, you know, keeping the connection while the horse was, you know, around food. And what I suddenly realised was that that's actually the quality of a leader.
Yeah.
A leader... The quality of a leader in a horse herd is a horse who can, whether he's afraid or eating or, you know, at all times, he's feeling his connection to his herd and at all times prepared to take whatever action is necessary for the good of the herd.
That's
so when
exactly
I
right.
Horse to be good around food, to connect with me around food, I'm actually teaching him how to be a herd leader.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. So even my horse...
So she might be able to, with the horses being too bossy, you know, and actually hurting the other one, she might be able to very gently increase her connection to the horse and ask the horse for... His connection to her around food might help him with his awareness to actually become a gentle leader instead of a bully.
Yes, absolutely. So I just reacted on that story where the situation is right now really bad. But in overall, you are exactly right. I always teach all horses to be respectful with the food, but then I say, I don't just respectful doesn't mean that they have to be afraid. But whenever they come for a special food or hay, they don't eat from my lap. They don't rush into the hay while I'm giving it. So I have to be able to just gently put it on the ground, and they are polite, but then I share it. Then I say, please come and let's peacefully eat. And I see that with my horse. We have a rather new horse. He's not really new, but he just came last autumn here, and it's spring in here, so some like half a year ago this horse came, and he was very demanding about food. And what my horse is teaching him is to first he's saying, hey, stop, you are not allowed to bully me around food. So sometimes my horse has to really say, ep, 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 ep. And then the next second when the horse backs up, he goes to him gently and say, let's eat together. I'm not there to bully. And sometimes he doesn't go to him. He just establishes a little bit like, whoa. And then they eat nearby. And then my horse goes, says, you can have it. It's not about bullying. It's all about respectful way of being. So my horse never, ever bullies and chases. He does sometimes say, it's kind of hierarchy. He sometimes says gently, okay, now you move. They're all, and they always move peacefully. But mostly, he's just establishing this. Hey, no drama, no. And then yeah. Let's share. And exactly like we talked earlier.
That's the way our old herd leader did things. He,
yeah, that's right.
He was very gentle, very peaceful, very determined, I might add, you know.
But clear when needed.
Anybody, but he was very gentle. Mm.
They're very gentle, but they are softly clear when needed. They are not kicking and screaming, but they do say, hey, and then immediately soft. And that's, and we talked earlier this webinar about being the example. So this is again, when we are this kind of example, then my horse had got this kind of example from humans. And the moment he started to become a leader, that's the kind of leader he became. So yeah, she can definitely help this bullying horse by giving another example of leadership.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty big answer to a pretty big question.
Yeah.